You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hey, what's up this morning on a Friday? Mike McNamara for a Friday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network. America, what did Rush Limbaugh used to say? America held hostage. Why did he used to say that? I don't even know. You remember that? America held hostage. Day whatever. Yeah, good morning to you. I've got some advice for everybody today. All right? So stand by to copy. Okay. I'll wait. Everybody bust out your tablet and your writing material. Yeah, we can wait. If it takes all day, we'll still be here. All right? So go get something to write with. First thing is social media. Okay. I'm just going to give you a little social media advice. You know, unplug that shit. It is, you know, can you imagine if we had Twitter, you know, on December 7th, 1941? Oh, my God. Just total nightmare. Twitter was invented. It was founded in 2006. I don't know when it actually went online, but I don't normally scroll through my Twitter feed, but I did this morning, and it's just the stupidest. You know, it is just the stupidest bunch of nonsense in the world. Honestly, it's like, what a waste. What a waste of electronic energy. Everybody expressing their opinion. Like, we all need to listen to that shit, right? Everybody retweeting an opinion that they think is really good. Yeah, like, we need to hear that. So, it's just... Oh, my God. I mean, imagine on September 11th, if we had Twitter. Just all the ridiculous, crazy shit that unfettered access to life gives people. So to me, right, don't look at your Twitter feed. Right? For those of you who don't have it, just disregard this entire little paragraph right here. Okay? So that's number one. Okay? Number two. If you have your TV on, turn it on mute. Okay? You know, so what are you going to do? Like, find out how much more the stock market went down? And know this, the stock market's going to come up. It will. It does every time the nation goes through some kind of crisis, and it will relative to this too. So, if you want to, so you don't want to watch that in high definition, trust me. So, but if you like having the news on, and I do, you know, just mute that stuff. And you'll notice maybe when something important happens. And you can turn up the volume if you care to. If not, then it's fine. But, yeah, and then only watch certain credible people. I don't know, you know, the PBS NewsHour tends to be measured and good. To me, Bret Baier is probably the most credible guy on TV relative to news and doing actual news. And I know he's a Fox guy, so people are going to go, oh, McNamara, but I think that's true. Beyond that, I don't know too many people that stick to the news anymore. So pare that down, all right? So to me, Twitter, shut off, okay? News, mute it if it's on your TV. Occasionally drive by and you can check it out if something interests you. I'll tell you what, I do find this, you know, the daily updates that you, I find those relatively interesting where you have all those different people in a room. And I thought the conversation between the president's task force and the governors yesterday, I thought that was pretty interesting. I listened to that for a little bit. So I would recommend that, you know, that course of action relative if you keep the news on. Other than that, shut the TV off. Yeah. Next. in case you haven't heard it, your income tax day has been moved to July 15th. So you got that going for you. Yeah, a little tidbit I thought I'd throw in there this morning. Okay, now, these are things that I'm going to tell you to sit down and think about. And not only you, but the other people in your family too. So you need to sit down and have a little team meeting. All right, everybody pick up a chair. We're going to have a little team meeting here. Yeah, exactly. And so, and these are the things. First thing we're going to talk about is fitness. Okay, now in the midst of all these other things in our lives, and again, there's people that are impacted to varying degrees, right? If I'll tell you this, I mean, I'm not that impacted. My life in the last year has become doing this show, working out, and my gym's in my backyard, and then when it happens, traveling to wherever I go. And aside from that, now book writing and, you know, hanging out with Colleen when she's here. So my life, there's people that live in the rural areas of this country. Their lives aren't that impacted. Okay, I mean, most of them are continuing to go about their life like they always have. So, I mean, it's something they see on TV, and I think they look at quizzically, like, but their lives aren't impacted. But for the majority of people that live in cities, your lives are impacted. If you have kids, your life is certainly impacted. Okay. So the first thing is fitness. Okay. Now that you're not driving to work, now that you're not driving kids to practice, now that you're not driving home from work, right? And your life is greatly simplified. Fitness times two. So things you've always said that you were gonna do. Okay, so fitness, do that twice. All right, you could do it either one time for a lot longer, or you can do it at lunch and then do it in the evening, right? Because you got time, right? So these are things I think most people, you know, if I had more time, what would I do? Okay, so fitness. Do twice as much fitness. Whatever you were doing before, do twice as much. All right? Food, okay, will become the refuge of many. Do 75% what you were doing. Okay? Right? So cut back on your food. And so you can see where this is going. At the end of however long this is going to be, Dr. Fauci was on TV this morning saying that he believes that this will last at a minimum several more weeks, okay, for city folk whose lives are impacted, all right? The whole shelter in place, the whole don't go to work thing, schools are out, and you have more and more schools across the country saying that, yeah, when this thing ends, we're not going to reconvene, which I honestly don't understand that. I mean, let's just say this thing goes until, March 20th today? Let's just say it goes to the middle of April. And then schools say, we're going to start up in May. My daughter would go to school for almost two more months. I don't understand why we wouldn't be doing that, right? So now maybe some public health person will tell me, well, Mac, you know, you're going to start getting groups together like that, and that's going to be problematic. Well, at that point, we'll have testing in place. At that point, you know, people will see other things. So anyway, I just think that a lot of that is premature. Anyway, food, okay? Food. Cut back on caloric intake. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, read or listen to books. Now you got more time, right? And make your kids do the same thing if you have kids at home. Okay, so I was talking to somebody yesterday and they're telling me, man, my kids are going up the wall and I'm struggling with how much do I let my kids do with their friends. Why? And the conversation went like this. I don't know where their friends have been. I don't know, right? So every time one of my kids goes and plays with a friend, there's an opportunity, not knowing how serious another family has taken this, that my kid comes back in as a carrier. And then, we're infected, then we're carriers before we get sick. So how much do I allow of that? Which, right, every family's got to sort out. Okay, but to me, structure for kids, man. And let them select the books, and you're going to do a book report for me. And I know because I'm going to listen to it too. And then we're going to have a discussion about it. And put them on the same fitness program. They could probably eat more. They don't have to cut out what they eat. But so whether you read the book or whether they listen to the book matters not. Okay? The fact that there is going to be intellectual development that occurs with them, because I know that my daughter's school is still, she was doing an assignment yesterday, Colleen was, and she was doing schoolwork, but I know the school's struggling with how do we do this, how do we measure it, and they're not there yet, because as opposed to sitting in hours worth of or Colleen, so in theory, what ought to be happening is Colleen has, let's just say she has 5 classes a day. She ought to have to sit down and watch, her advanced literature class for 30 minutes a day. And then there ought to be an assignment or something else. Well, that ain't happening. So schools are struggling with what they're doing. So levy the assignment. So at the end of this, they're going to come out exposed to new ideas, maybe exposed to audiobooks, in a way that they haven't been, right? All that stuff. And then the other thing is the one good thing you could do with social media is to reconnect with people that you haven't spoken to, that you've been meaning to contact. And, not too long ago, Montana man reconnected with his platoon from the early 90s. And he came on and he's talked about how cool it was, how good it made him feel, and how excited they were to have their platoon commander, back, amongst them. So, to me, that's the upside of social media, right? The downside of social media is, I don't want to call it the gossiping, but it's just the stupid stuff where people, retweeting a headline and tacking their opinion to it. You know what? I don't really need to read any of that. But the upside of social media is the ability to reconnect with people that have been in your life and to do that. So to me, at the end of however long this is, right? If it's another 4 weeks, at the end of those 4 weeks, on the backside of this, what do you got? You're physically changed. You're more fit. You're less fat. Okay? That's a good thing, right? It's something that many people have been struggling to do for, dare I say, years. Well, you got the opportunity and the time to do it in this forced confinement thing. All right? You're smarter. You've read more. You've read books that you've said you wanted to read, or you've listened to them. You've intellectually exposed yourself to them. And again, I'm a huge fan of audiobooks now. I'll put them on and I listen to them. And I enjoy that. I enjoy that. I do that while I'm working out as opposed to music these days. And so, I get through a book, every 2 or 3 days. Yeah, how about that? So you're intellectually better, right? And then you've connected, in theory, you've connected with more people. So, again, I've said this quoting my late great grandmother, Josephine Lane. Her nickname was Swan. My grandmother, when God closes a door, he opens a window. So look for the window, Michael. So again, so all those things are things that we can control, right? The rest of it, you can't. And so But the other thing is that you're teaching other people how to do this, right? So for those of you that are parents, and that is a lot of people out there, right? Even if your kids have left, right? And you start talking to them like, well, what are you doing? Well, I PT twice a day now. What? Yeah. And, you know, and I'm not eating as much. And I've listened to this, 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 and this. Oh, and by the way, I was talking to so-and-so, and they said to say hello. Really? You know, so to me, what you're teaching them is how to do this. This is how you do this. You don't sit here and bitch about we can't get, you know, Uber Eats to deliver us Chick-fil-A, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, nobody needs that. You know, what you want to show them is this is how a family goes through a crisis. And it's an opportunity, and we're going to make lemonade out of lemons. And so I think that's important. That's important. And again, I was inspired to do this little commentary because of just all the craziness that you see people communicating. And I, you know, we're a stronger, better nation than that, but you wouldn't know that from looking around at and listening to a lot of the stuff that gets said in the American media. Now, some of them are trying, I'll grant you that. But there's a lot of garbage out there. So anyway, the American people, pretty impressive group. And if you look at our history, we've overcome a lot of difficult. Yeah. On my desk, I just moved it. I have a picture of a Marine who was killed in Fallujah. I met his mom. His name is his last name is Bowling. He was a corporal. He was killed on November 11th, 2004. I met his mom, Waco, Texas, a year ago, right, on the back of the card that she gave me that has his picture, right, his boot camp picture and his dress blues with the flag behind him. It says, in loving memory of Corporal Theodore, quote, Andrew Bowling, born on April 19th, 1979, and was killed in action on November 11th, 2004, in Fallujah. 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the pathway of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest me a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So that's the mass card that she gave me that day, right? And I think sometimes it's, and I keep certain things on my desk. I just added one yesterday. None of us are going to experience that, hopefully, right? I mean, the mortality rate of this is pretty low. And so the 98%+ of it, you know, are going to come through this unscathed relative to loss of a family member. So how do we do it? What do we teach? You know, and all we have to do is look at the things that, you know, people that have done in our country in World War II. Right, they turned their lights off early, they shuttered their windows, they gave up tires, they gave up metal, they rationed gas, all of that, right, all of that. And so, so again, I think there's things that we can all do relative to personal fitness, relative to our food intake, relative to reading, or listening to books, and then reconnecting with people. And my point is, you can make your life better through all of this, right? You can choose to try to track this thing in high definition and be part of the Chicken Little movement, or you can say, you know what, you know, adversity can make me a better person. And not only can I become a better person, I can help the people around me become better people as well. And I think that's what each one of us should commit to. The other thing that's now on my desk is that picture that I was talking about. It's a picture of First Lieutenant Harold Schreier. Now, Schreier is, to me, an interesting character. He doesn't get promoted to colonel, and Jeff Kenney and Tim Lynch and I are talking about that. Right? He's at Midway when the war starts. He gets out, he gets off Midway, and then he goes to Guadalcanal. And then he fights with the 1st Marine Division, right? Guadalcanal, Bougainville, Cape Gloucester, all of that stuff, right? All the early battles, you know, that were horrible, right? What was it, Bougainville or Cape Gloucester, that they said was just done in the rain, done in the monsoon? In fact, in the series Pacific, there's a scene where a Marine commits suicide. And I believe it's either on Bougainville or Cape Gloucester. And it's just this dark, horrible place. But anyway, the picture that we were talking about yesterday that I had never seen is taken on Iwo Jima. And if you can picture in your mind's eye where the flag's raised, right? And so if you can go, so now you're facing the flag and you're looking down towards the landing beaches. Okay, now walk backwards. Keep walking. Now you're walking down, you've reached the crest away from the flag, and now you're walking down the hill backwards. Okay, you're not going to fall, trust me. Right? Keep walking till you're, I don't know, 20 or 30 feet down the backside of it. Okay, now stop. Now put your cell phone up to your face, and now you're going to take a picture. On the crest of that hill nearest you are two figures, right? And on the left is Lieutenant Shriver, and on the right is Sergeant Boots Thomas. Okay, they are the platoon commander and the platoon sergeant of the platoon that went up there to put up the first flag. They're standing there saluting the second flag that's gone up. So their Marines have taken down the first flag, and I'm not sure if Mike Strank, Ira Hayes, Rene Gagnon were in there, you know, Corporal Keller, Corporal or PFC Schultz, Sousley, Block. I don't know if all those guys were in their platoon or if they came from a different platoon. So anyway, the first flag has gone down and you don't see it. The second flag has gone up and it's vertical now, right? And so you can see those guys. You can see Ira Hayes in the back, and they're taking the water pipe and they're trying to force it into the ground, right? So it'll stay up. It won't blow over. Because, as you know, if you recall, the wind's blowing on top of that mountain, right? And the flag's out straight 90 degrees. And you see, right, a platoon commander and a platoon sergeant saluting the American flag. Now, why has that, like, grabbed me? Well, because they didn't have to do that. There's like hundreds of Japanese soldiers below them. Right, there's Marines moving around the mountain, and they're shooting people, right, as people pop up. Yet they take the time when the American flag gets raised on Japanese soil for the first time, they take the time to stand, right, at the position of attention and salute the American flag. So it's an exercise in discipline. And so when I saw it the other day, I was like, I love that picture, man. Because they don't have to do it. Why do they do it? Because they're Marines. Because they're United States Marines. And so that's now framed in my office here. And I have these things as purposeful reminders of who we are, what we're capable of in the midst of this cacophony of bullshit that goes on around us. A lot of it by people that are simply trying to make money off it. Yeah, a lot of it simply by people that are trying to make money off it, right? And they'll disguise it by saying, you know, whatever. But truth be told, they're either trying to make a career, or they're trying to make money, or they're trying to, like, increase their brand. Okay? So, now, let me just review real quick. And then Whitney Houston will join us. So, one, PT twice as much. Two, right? Eat about 3/4 or half of what you normally eat. And guess what's going to happen after about 3 weeks? Yeah, you're going to achieve some of the goals, right? You're going to achieve some of the goals that you've been, you know, that have been dancing around your head like sugar plums in the night before Christmas. Yeah, those things will actually happen. You can do that. The next thing, read. Read things that you've wanted to read, that you put off, that are sitting on your nightstand, or listen to those things, or something you've had on your, I want to read that book. Read those things. Okay? Right? That's good for your brain. And then, you know, if you can, if there's people that you've been meaning to reconnect to, do that. You got time now. So that's just a recap. So there you go. You've been officially tasked, right? Go forth and do good things. Whitney Houston, it is Friday. The Shuffle join us in about 34 minutes. Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. Good morning to you. I don't know. Some days that sounds better than others, but it sounds all right today. And this dedicated to everybody who needs a little inspiration, maybe an idea, maybe a way to use this time, right? It is not the end of the world. The world survives stuff like this, and it certainly will survive this. There'll be parts of the world that do better or worse based on leadership. And again, I don't want to beat the Chinese to death again today, but let me just tell you, at some point, there should be a reconciliation between the world and those idiots that run that country, right? Much like the Iranian people, you know, Americans don't have anything. No, we don't have any axe to grind with the Chinese, but the people who lead that totalitarian regime, that inflicted this on the world in a way that that it did not have to be inflicted, simply because they couldn't call in the World Health Organization. They couldn't ask for help from the Center of Disease Control. None of that, right? And what's happening in Italy? What's happening in Iran? Let me tell you, Iran, in my opinion, will surpass Italy. And it's horrible. And so, anyway, it's dedicated to all the leaders out there that make decisions, right? Do the right thing. Do the right thing. And then to everybody who needs a little bit of inspiration, right? And a little bit of focus, right? Use the time wisely, right?
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You gotta win.
Time to check the weather. Currently it's warm on the East Coast. Partly sunny, 77 in Quantico, Virginia. And down the coast, almost the same weather. Partly cloudy and 79 degrees at Camp Lejeune. Still cool in California. Sunny in 48 and 29 Palms. Pendleton reports clouds in 54. Camp Smith in Hawaii, dark cloudy and 66. Okinawa, dark cloudy and 66. In Helmand, it's warmed up. Clear, dark and 69 as evening falls in Afghanistan. And Ramadi about the same. Dark, cloudy, and 65 in Iraq. Currently, 55 degrees under partly cloudy skies today. And the forecast has changed. Yesterday, calling for rain, not so much anymore. Partly cloudy and 63. That means it's going to be sunny all day. Now, my phone told me it was going to be 65 today. Saturday, partly sunny and 65. And then Sunday, a 40% chance of rain, which means it's not raining, and a high of 66 degrees. So it means sunny and raining on Sunday. That is a look at your weather here on Friday. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll check the news, and then the chef will join us here. We'll keep our eye on the news in case they extend your income tax deadline even later. Yeah, but in case you haven't heard, it's been adjusted to July 15th. So more of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Stand by. I forgot something.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Yeah, I forgot to do shithole weather. From Churchbridge in Saskatchewan. Good morning and happy Friday from Churchbridge, Mac. East central Saskatchewan is still snow cover. Light winds and sun, a sun and cloud mix for today. Looking for a high of 18 degrees above zero. The wind chill will sit at 9. A positive of having no spring training is the classic baseball that MLB is airing. The broadcast styles of Phil Rizzuto and Harry Carey and animated pitchers like Mark the Bird Fidrich keep their fans entertained. A bygone era. You know what? I saw the Fidrich thing on the other night, but I have not been watching that. I will have to. And, you know, let me tell you, I'll watch it simply for the for some of that stuff, to listen to Harry Carey in long format, not just a little snippet of it, you know? He was, you know, he's one of those guys that the game would be going on in front of him, and he would be making a different point about Chicago or something like that. Yeah. And same thing with Phil Rizzuto. I mean, it's, they're a different guy. From Massachusetts, every ski lift on Earth appears to be closed. Our feet still work, right? Sit rep to follow. So it looks like Chris Cox is, he's hiking someplace. Now, I don't know if the skis that he has on his pack are cross-country skis or not. I guess we will find that out at a later date. Harold G. Schreier. Yeah, I looked at Harold Schreier's. You know, yeah, his story is crazy. He doesn't get promoted above Lieutenant Colonel. And he's in the picture. I got an email from a text message from somebody else, and they said, hey, Mac, here's another one for you. The guy who gets the 1st Marine Division, right, across this river, right? And then he builds the airfield at Udom Knee, right? That they run all the medical evacuations out, and they bring reinforcements in on as the 1st Marine Division is surrounded up there. That the chief engineer, the head engineer, or the engineer officer for the 1st Marine Division, and he's the guy that comes up with the idea that we're going to air drop this bridge and air place this bridge that gets the division across this thing that got blown up in this mountain pass that the division couldn't get across, right? I want to say, if you look at the map, I wish I could remember. I wish I could, hold on, I'll find it here. Give me 1 second. His name is Lieutenant Colonel John Partridge. He was a 1st Marine Division engineer officer. He builds the airfield at Hagaru, and then he comes up with the idea of dropping the treadway bridges. It had never been done before. And then when he recommends this to General Smith, it shows in right there at the little staff meeting, the morning huddle. Everybody's freezing their ass off. And he says to General Smith, "Damn it, sir, I got you across the Han River. I got you an airfield at Hagari, and I'll get you a goddamn bridge at Koto Ree." And he doesn't make colonel either. Like, what the hell do you have to do? Anyway, and his background is this: Roy Namur, right, World War II, Saipan, Tinian, and Iwo Jima. Like, what the fuck do you have to do to get promoted, right? So, anyway, you know, it'd be interesting. Maybe I should run that down. Another email. Mac, are you suggesting that we destroy Twitter? Here's what I would suggest to you. Don't follow. You know, I would say what Twitter's useful for is when news breaks. So I would follow the Associated Press. I would follow different credible news people. But the people on there that just are expressing opinions, who needs that, right? So that's what I would do with it. And then, you know, you're going to see when news happens and you want to see what's going on, you'll see these credible people posting things that are happening in real time. And you can go check that out. So the now, let me, where was I? Oh, my email. Here's another one from my friend George. Great trips to follow now as well as carry forward from here on out. I've been planning on doing all that you suggested, possibly starting next week. Our office is going through the steps needed to make working from home for the next month or two possible beginning next week. It is an IT nightmare, but they are investing in our infrastructure to make it happen. We had a test run of working from home yesterday to see what IT communications problems need addressing. Now I will see what it's like to get out of bed, walk across the hall to my office to begin my workday earlier, because I don't have to spend an hour driving to the office, kind of like what you do Monday through Friday. Talk to you soon. Let me just tell you, important things, right? Important things. Get up and shower. Right, get dressed just like you and go to work. That's important. Don't ask me why. To me, if you're just like slime out of bed in your pajamas and roll in and, you know, don't do that. Have a structured work day, right? So instead of going in at 8, now you can start at 7. I've got a meeting at this time, meeting at this time. I'm going to go to lunch from 11 till, you know, till 12. And I'm going to work out. At 12, I'm going to rinse off, put my clothes back on. I'm going to go back into my office. I'm going to work from 1 to 5. And now I don't have my hour commute anymore. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go for an hour walk, take the dogs, and go. And then after that, come back, and what do you have? I'm going to have an audio book on. I'm going to come back, and this is from Libby in Alabama, and cook. I am making and delivering meals for some of my family members. There you have it. So, I mean, we have this huge reservoir of things that, you know, that make us better, right? Who can I help in this community? Who needs my help? And so do all those things. And at the end of this, guess what? You'll come out better on the other side. And that's the key. And again, I think just as importantly, the example that you're demonstrating for your children and for the people around you is a good thing. And you ought to do that. You ought to do that. So, yeah. That's my take on it. So, anyway, that's the All Marine Radio take on it. So, yeah, you know that you can throw that shit in the bank. All right. We'll check headlines around the world. Military life changes as coronavirus. Hold on. As number of coronavirus cases at Stuttgart Army Garrison rises to 21. So, of all the places I've followed around the world, Stuttgart seems to have the biggest problem inside the base. What's been amazing is on the other side of the world, interestingly enough, in Japan and in Korea, you haven't seen too many issues with it, right? You haven't seen too many issues with it. So we shall see. U.S. military base closed schools in South Korea, and they will tentatively reopen on April 13th. See, that to me sounds like something reasonable. All these people are saying, yeah, we're closing schools for the rest of the year. Based on what? Based on what? And, you know, hopefully like yesterday there was talk about, you know, something that had been experimented with in France, which is an off-the-shelf medication used for malaria. Well, if that mitigates this and that helps us get it under control along with early testing, then to me, the whole Chicken Little event, right, that changes. And it's not going to change overnight. But like I said, I mean, Colleen last year went to school into the third week in June. We're not even in April yet, so she could go to school for two more months, and they're going to say, no, we're not going to do that? I mean, again, I think what happens is, you know, when you look at institutional decision-making here in the United States, it isn't dynamic decision-making. It isn't they're presented very suddenly with a set of circumstances and forced to, with not 100% of the information, make a decision. Well, that's what we do in the military. Right? And dynamic decision making is different. And you're seeing people really struggle with that. Right? Really struggle with that. So, AP's gas prices fall as coronavirus pandemic shrinks demand. Yeah. So, what's going to suck most of all is gas is going to be really cheap and you've got nowhere to go. Yeah. You've got nowhere to go. So, headlines and stars and stripes, mostly coronavirus stuff. In U.S. Naval Institute news, Naval Special Warfare, they reported their first coronavirus case. So got that going for it. There's a message from the Chief of Naval Operations to the fleet on coronavirus. I wonder how long this is. It's 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, here's the Chief of Naval Operations. All right.
Shipmates, it's the 19th of March, 2020. A lot has changed in the past week, and the impacts of the coronavirus are changing daily life for all of us. Our focus right now is threefold. We must protect our people, and we must maintain mission readiness, and finally, we have to support the whole of government effort. That is why we've enacted additional policies designed to combat the spread of coronavirus. Done a number of things, including moving to shift work, reducing our manning, and increasing our telework. We have closed DoD schools and many MWR facilities, as well as curtailed some child and youth programs. We have postponed our E4 advancement exam. We've suspended the spring physical readiness test, and we've postponed drill weekends for reserves until 11 May. We've also suspended recruit graduation ceremonies until further notice. Additionally, we will pause administrative and statutory promotion boards for the time being. But many things remain open too, including our commissaries, our exchanges, our military health treatment facilities, as well as our nurse advice line and our My Navy Career Center, all available 24/7 to answer your questions. We are also preparing our two 1,000-bed hospital ships, the Mercy and the Comfort, to get underway to relieve pressure on civilian health providers who are focused on treating folks with the coronavirus. Operationally, to keep our ships, our aircraft, and our submarines ready, our commanders are empowered to take the necessary precautions so that they can effectively carry out their missions and meet the critical needs of our sailors. While 30% of our fleet is underway today, including four carrier strike groups and four amphibious ready groups, we must, to the greatest extent possible, practice social distancing as well as good hygiene and cleanliness aboard our ships, in our offices, and in our homes. America continues to depend on us to provide security and stability to this nation, and we will do just that. Expect additional guidance over the days and weeks ahead as this situation continues to change. To stay up to date in these changes, check out our coronavirus page on Navy.mil. Finally, we must be mindful that while many of our shipmates are very adept at maintaining their support networks, for some, social distancing can lead to a loss of connectedness and feelings of isolation. You need to know that you're not alone. If you or if one of your shipmates needs help, reach out to the resources that we have available, whether it's the Military Crisis Line, Military One Source, our Navy Chaplain Care, or the Psychological Health Resource Center. We also have our Navy Marine Corps Public Health Center and our Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. Above all, take care of yourselves, your families, and each other. Your safety remains our primary concern as we continue to carry out the Navy's mission in defense of our nation.
There you have it from the CNO. I would have reversed the order. First of all, take care of each other. All right, that is where it starts. Okay, before anybody goes to any one of those other organizations, all right, take care of each other. Another headline. The Navy has eased grooming standards. What? Over coronavirus concerns. So, yeah. It already laxed. Yeah, haircuts are problematic, right? Is the barber? Is that guy? So, now, one of the cool things, though, is we can give each other haircuts. And if you want to truly see a shit show, right, just recall the times that your friends gave each other haircuts. That is side-splitting like you don't even know, right? Because the haircuts are horrible. And there's nothing better than seeing somebody stand up and look in a mirror or look in a mirror while they're sitting down and start cursing the person who just, right, destroyed their head for the next series of weeks. So, yeah, that's, come on, that will contribute to hilarity around the world. Headlines from Marine Corps Times, training is halted in Iraq, smaller bases are consolidating coalition troops, homeward bound over the COVID-19 concerns. Lance Corporal is awarded the Navy Marine Corps Medal for saving an elderly man who was drowning. These are always cool stories. Navy Marine Corps Medal is the highest award that the Marine Corps gives out for valor in peacetime. It was presented to Lance Corporal Noah Ballo on March 12, 2020, at a ceremony above Marine Corps Air Station Miramar here in Southern California for heroic actions and quick decisions while on vacation with his family in Paradise Village Resort in Nuevo Vallarta, Mexico. So congratulations to him. So, yeah, stop somebody from drowning. So good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, we talked about yesterday. Thousands of Marines were in Arizona for an exercise despite a DOD travel ban. Let me tell you, there's no safer place than being in the middle of the Mojave Desert or being in the middle of the Arizona Desert. So I'm not sure that's a bad thing. So those are headlines from Marine Corps Times. One more headline. 17 Afghan forces killed in an insider attack. And this comes from at least 17 from Kabul, from the Associated Press. At least 17 police and army personnel were killed in an apparent insider attack at a joint military and police base early on Friday, Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense announced. The attack took place in the southern Zabul province, a Taliban stronghold. The Defense Ministry statement said the Taliban carried out the attack, but with the assistance of Afghan police and army personnel inside the base. It said 11 soldiers and 6 policemen were killed. No one immediately took responsibility. Provincial council member Asadullah Kakar had earlier given the death toll at 25. So anyway, so all is not right, I may shock you, in Afghanistan. And then the top 5 stories in Early Bird today. There's another. The sun continues to come up in Vacaville, California, Mac. And a picture of Big Dave's backyard. I'm not sure if that's a smoker back there or that's his grill. But it looks like there's either some lawn that got laid or some grass that got put in or something. And a nice-looking kind of pine tree thing with the sun coming through it. So the sun will come out. And again, but I think it's important, you know, to make sure that you show your kids, right? This is how you get through this kind of stuff. We stick together and we use the time to the best of our abilities. Because let me tell you, I don't have to look any further, right, and than my desk to know that the mother and father of Corporal Andrew Bowling, who was killed on November 11th, 2004 in Fallujah, they'll never have him back. We will get through this. 98 point some odd of us will get through this. So, you know, there are heavier burdens to shoulder in life than what we're shouldering right now. And so the trick is show people how to do this. Top 5 stories today. 1, guard activations expected to rapidly increase could be used as law enforcement. Well, that's kind of interesting. But, you know, you've heard the stories about law enforcement people getting worn out, that there are holes as people get diagnosed with coronavirus. So, you know, military police units activated. And the other thing that's kind of interesting is volunteers for the rural part of the country that's not so impacted by the coronavirus, medical volunteers going to larger cities to help. So that's kind of interesting. Number 2 headline, U.S.-led coalition troops pull out of a base in western Iraq. So that was in the news a couple days ago. So it was the base that was used for the destruction of the last elements of ISIS that was just across the border in eastern Syria. I want to say Baghouz is the name of the city that they were ultimately destroyed in. Number 3, this is Fort Bragg's FOB-style quarantine. All right. So FOB stands for, not fresh off the boat, but FOB, right? Forward Operating Base. So Fort Bragg is the home of what, the 82nd Airborne? It is. The Army has set up remote facilities on Fort Bragg in North Carolina for paratroopers returning from overseas and entering quarantine during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. So it's very much like we would see overseas, right? The white tents with the matting underneath them, there'll be cots inside, or maybe there'll be beds inside. One can only speculate because I don't have a picture inside. And they'll spend a couple of weeks there as they get monitored. There's also gyms there, internet services, mobile laundry units, catered food services, restrooms, and showers. So people returning from overseas go into quarantine before they go out into the general population. Number 4, Navy postpones promotions for 160,000 sailors until further notice as it kind of freezes in place. What the Navy's been doing. Number 5, Pentagon prepares to send ship to Seattle and deploy the Army hospital units amid coronavirus pandemic. So, again, the DOD assessing where the DOD is. And again, the problem with mobilizing medical units out of the reserve is that they take physicians, nurses out of hospitals that are serving our civilian friends. So I think when you activate, right, I don't know how they would selectively call up people that are in less impacted parts of the country to staff those hospitals as they attempt to stand them up. So that's really, it's the opportunity cost. So it's, we want to stand it up, but we're going to impact all these communities by taking doctors and nurses out of it in this state, yada, yada, yada. All right, that is a look at the news today. So don't touch that dial. The chef's standing by to join us. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Raider Network.